This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I'm ready when you guys are.
All right, let's
do it. All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, back to the Built Different podcast. We are back with the NFL podcast. This is episode 24. It's our Kobe episode. It's going to be a good episode. So we're going to be talking about some quarterbacks. RIP Joe Burrow, RIP Matt Canada, RIP the New York Jets. We got to talk about a lot of playoff stuff, teams that we actually believe in, ones that are actually solidly in the playoffs. We got some rankings. We got some good segments today. We got a big, big episode since we missed you guys last week. How are you guys doing? Oh, yeah, I got Bill with me, Bill the Thrill. I got Dom Boy. I'm your host, Thomas Saxby.
Yes, sir. Don't forget that.
Yes. Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
Doing good. I got the Monster Pipeline Punch today. Okay. Best Monster. As well as Lagunitas Tiki Fusion. 10%.
How does that taste?
It tastes like my takes are going to get weird by the end of the episode.
Yeah, Bill's getting crunk.
You say how that tastes is crazy, but I'm doing good, bro. Bro, I'm straight, bro. I'm excited for this week. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Yes.
Thankful for you guys. Thankful for the people that watch and tune in and for the pod. Yeah, man, I'm excited to get this pod going.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yes. So this episode is going to come out the day after Thanksgiving. So those Thanksgiving games will already be done. So digging right into some recent headlines. So Joe Burrow is out for the year in what is a really, really weird situation. So there was a video that was leaked before the game that showed that Joe Burrow had some kind of brace over his hand. A lot of people were defending it, saying that Joe Burrow, it was like that little tablet glove that you can have.
Right.
But it actually did seem like it was actually a brace because he went out there, didn't last too long. I think it was, a quarter and a half. And then he was out for the game, and now he's out for the year. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't meant to be this year for Joe Burrow. I mean, I think the football gods, didn't want Joe Burrow to play this year. But he gave it his all, I guess. So yeah, that's it for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, in the Bengals, man, unless Browning shows something on Sunday, which I kind of hope he does. I low key wish the Bengals win. I don't think they do, but I hope that they do win. Just to show that Kenny Pickett still stinks, and that maybe. Maybe Jake Browning's locked in. I don't know. But yeah, definitely unfortunate for the team. And hopefully Joe Burrow will be back full and healthy next year. And I'm excited to see that for them, except for against the Browns. So that's that.
Oh, Bill, you had the amazing take. I'm sure you didn't want to see it end like this.
No, but... not at all. I knew he wasn't going to have a good year, but I thought it was going to be more the calf issue, more the fact that he's just not that good. Unless the fact that he's got a wrist injury. So it sucks. I want to see everybody in full strength. The games mean more. The NFL does better when you have your star players. And despite the fact that I don't think he's that good, he's a star. He's a big star in this league. So you don't like to see that. I do have questions as to this injury reporting and what is going to happen
here. Dave Portnoy also has a lot of questions. That situation's crazy, too.
So, former DN Chris Long he put on his podcast the week prior, he showed Joe Burrow getting his wrist caught. Somebody was going to tackle him, and he got his wrist caught between his shoulder pads and the defensive end's shoulder, basically. Showed the play where he thinks the injury happened. He had that video out talking about he thinks Joe Burrow's wrist is messed up. He had that video out before the game happened. Jeez. So this has to be investigated. There's some serious betting implications with that being
hidden. Yeah.
Some people hiding that information, it can't happen. The NFL has to come down on the Bengals on that. They've come down on other teams for lighter stuff than that. So I think this has to be taken seriously.
Even if so, at what point do you actually, you know, bench Joe Burrow this year? Because, you know, going into the year, we probably could have all agreed, you know, that Joe Burrow probably should have sat the first two games. We knew he wasn't. Definitely. He wasn't even close to, like, 50%. They just threw, like, a fucking lifeless Joe Burrow out there. Like, maybe the magic of Joe Burrow. He can't even throw past 4 yards. And then now this probably should have been a game that you bench him, because it's like, win or lose, you guys are still 5-5. And then you have Joe Burrow for another week if you just rest him. But it's unfortunate. We're going to talk about it later. A lot of quarterbacks that started this year are no longer playing for the rest of the year or are on the bench, and we'll talk about that. But so what you said, Matt Canada and the Steelers. So the Steelers finally get rid of Matt Canada. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, so I want to say
the Steelers are a messy, successful team.
Yeah, well, they don't fear me. I think they're a bunch of bums. That's me as a Browns fan. You're welcome, Burke fans that's watching. You're welcome, Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh, for showing how bad your team really is. We'll see how good Kenny Pickett is now. Now I feel like there's so much pressure on Kenny to make it be like, hey, it was Matt, it's not me, it's a Matt Canada thing, I'm going to get this thing rolling. And if he does, then that actually makes me scared of the Steelers, you know what I'm saying? But if they stink it up against the Bengals, like, if they could win, right, but like, okay, let's say
they'll probably win by like 2 points.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying, but like, if they win 16-10 on Sunday, is anybody going to be happy about that? Like, that's a loss. Like, in my mind, like, oh, they still stink. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the Bengals have a lot of talent on that team. So they should be able to shut down Pittsburgh's offense, even without Matt Canada there. But I'm expecting a bit of a pop here. Like, I think we're going to see a massive 24-point outing from the Steelers.
24?
Massive. Yeah. I'm smelling it.
Like, it's so funny you say massive 24.
But
like,
how many times have they done it?
But I'm saying, like, the Browns scored 39 with P.J. Walker.
Right.
With P.J.
And that, so my thing is like, you know, the big debate is, was it Pickett? Was it, you know, Matt Canada? I honestly really think it was Matt Canada, because, you know, you see it all the time with coaches that are actually fucking good. Every dog will have his day, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he would have at least had, like I said last time, he would have at least lucked into one 400-yard performance. Like, we've seen Pickett show at least something on different occasions.
Yeah.
They have a great offense, and he couldn't, like, we know the talent's there in Pittsburgh. Yeah, we know the talent's there. And this dude didn't have one good game as an offensive coordinator in three and a half seasons?
Not even by accident.
It's insane to me. It's absolutely insane that people are still debating. I think Pickett hasn't gotten a fair, like, shake yet. I really don't think he has.
I don't know.
I mean, I
disagree with that.
He stinks. Yeah.
Because here's the thing, like,
he's not good.
I'm not saying he's good, but I'm also not saying, I am saying, like, I don't know, like, it could be both. We could see a new Kenny Pickett out there.
But it could be both. Like, Matt Canada's really bad at his job, so is Kenny Pickett.
Kind of like the Jets, you know, Zach Wilson.
Yes, the same. Literally the same, actually. Matt Canada and Kenny Pickett are better than the thing like Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
That's bad, bro. I'd rather have Matt Canada than Kenny Pickett than
And
Zach
I'll be
Wilson
talking about Kenny Pickett later, but it's like, you know, Kenny Pickett at the end of the day does just enough to get by. Just enough for what the Steelers need.
Right.
And Zach, I think that's something you could build off of. Like, Zach Wilson just
just short.
No, just, he makes your team worse. Like, Kenny Pickett makes your team worse.
Zach Wilson just goes out there and just runs in circles and just does stupid shit. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm really let down by the whole Zach Wilson thing.
I feel a little bit bad that he gets benched and just like crumbles upon himself.
Nah, I feel bad too.
That he tripped backwards on his feet.
I feel bad too.
I think that's just bad timing. It's, he becomes a meme by tripping backwards, falling on his ass.
So yeah, the Jets, I mean, that's literally our next thing. The Jets are a disaster again. They bench that, like, they're in a playoff hunt. You got Aaron Rodgers coming back most likely in 2 to 3 weeks. And you bench Zach Wilson for Tim Boyle.
Yep.
A guy that didn't even have success in I don't even know how Tim Boyle got to the fucking NFL. Like, I looked at his college stats. They're fucking dog shit. I looked at every time he stepped on an NFL field.
Yeah.
Dog shit.
It is dog shit.
But this guy is now the starter of the New York Jets over Trevor Siemian. And I'm just... Damn, dude. The Jets, every single year they come in, a lot of hope. You know, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, you know, two quarterbacks he got in the top three of the draft. Should have been better. Great defense. Just didn't fucking do it. And now they're a mess. Like, they just look for the clearest path on being a mess. And yeah, I get it. Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And that's probably not what they expected at all this year. But how they've handled everything since Aaron Rodgers has been hurt, I don't know, man.
So, yeah. Tim Boyle, in his career, has about 5% higher completion percentage than Zach Wilson. He can get the ball into somebody's hands reliably 5% more often than Zach Wilson. That's the best
Tim
I got.
Boyle reminds me of like when the Bills were throwing out Nathan Peterman.
That was rough. That was a great. That was.
That's
a fun
exactly what this is about to be.
Yeah. So, we'll circle back to Tim Boyle. I've got a segment that's gonna follow up a little bit more on that.
All right, fair enough. So, speaking of quarterbacks aren't having the best year. I think that's obvious through our MVP race that somehow Jalen Hurts is the odds-on favorite to win. We'll talk about the MVPs later. But the quarterbacks aren't having the best year at all. I mean, I look at all these teams, and if I count it up real quick, I mean, well, just going down the list, I mean, Tua, okay, he's having a good season. I mean, not showing up in, you know, good games, hasn't gotten a good win yet.
MVP.
Josh Allen has been shit.
Real quick on that, too, he's not the best player on his team either.
Yeah, that's fair. Josh Allen has been a shit show. The Jets have benched Zach Wilson. The Patriots have benched Mac Jones.
Is that official?
I think so, right?
No.
It's
Mac
not
Jones
official.
Okay. Is probably.
Oh, because they had a bye week, so they just benched him for Zap just to get him.
They
benched him for a performance during that game.
They just did it.
But either way, like they're 2-8, and it's not looking good.
Yeah, no.
The Chiefs and the Broncos. Okay, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. You know, little clap for Russell Wilson, doing his thing. The Raiders, they have Jimmy G benched. Justin Herbert's doing okay, but he's not giving you the contract that you signed him for at all. Lamar Jackson has just as many turnovers as he does touchdowns. The Browns, you know, Deshaun Watson, P.J. Walker.
But here's the thing. MVP is not... Oh, you're saying that just...
I'm just going down the list of just quarterbacks, bro. Okay, like, this is bad. Like, I'm all the way through, and I think we only got, like, three good quarterbacks so far.
Playing pretty good, but the Chargers stink. But you can keep going.
Justin Herbert has had the chance to win games, and he just hasn't.
He's got good stats this year.
I don't think it's fair.
But how's it not? I mean, like, he's
fair.
He's been in a lot of one possession games in the fourth quarter.
And Keenan
Allen's
been absolutely balling out. Which,
did you guys not see the last 2 weeks?
No, there last week, though, Keenan Allen.
Did you not see the last 2 weeks of just drop balls?
Yeah. That's fair.
And terrible defense by the Chargers?
Find a way.
He's not helping him out. They should have beaten the Lions.
100%.
But you get my point with that.
I do. At least.
Justin Herbert needs to play better than good with his defense doing bad. You know.
What do you mean?
That's the situation. I mean,
for example, I look
at the Texans with C.J. Stroud, and their defense isn't doing all that good. But because
their defense is better than the Chargers.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, but what do you mean? That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
Well, I mean, at the same time, though, the Texans' defense, even though it's better than the Chargers, it still hasn't performed that well. But because they're winning because C.J. Stroud is outslinging the opposite quarterback.
I get that, but also you have to do strength of schedule first. Second, again, he has better coaching, and he has better defense around him.
Hey.
And they have a better running game, too.
Agree to disagree. I'm not, like, bro, Justin Herbert's not performing even close to his contract. You can at least give me that.
I guess.
You can give me that.
But I guess.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
But like, he is performing. Like,
performing, but he's not even close to his contract.
I get it.
Like, this is Justin Herbert. We should be seeing 300 yards every game. Every single game.
Like, I guess.
He has the Lions,
he had 323 for 4 touchdowns.
And that's great.
Yeah, he should have won that game.
That's playing up to the contract. Right.
You're not going to kill every game, especially when you're, like...
But he needs to kill more games than he hasn't, and that hasn't been the case.
Right.
But...
Okay.
The Ravens, like I said, Lamar, the Browns, they've had injuries. The Steelers, you know, Pickett, I guess now we can finally start judging Pickett moving forward. The Bengals lost Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence hasn't been anything special for the Jags. C.J. Stroud has been special. That's like our little baby, you know, darling in the league right now.
Right.
The Colts, they lost Richardson. The Titans, they got Will Levis out there now. I don't even care about Tannehill. But Jalen Hurts, even though he's the MVP favorite, you can also agree that Jalen Hurts has had kind of an underwhelming year as well.
He's playing good. He's playing up to his contract.
They're 9-1!
As an Eagles
fan?
He's
9-1! Bro, and that's fair because he's clutch at the end of games.
They should be undefeated! He's playing up to his contract! Right.
And that's fine.
Because it's not just... Quarterback is not just stats, bro. It's how you will your team to win games. That's a good point, bro,
but like... There's games this year that the Eagles shouldn't have, like, okay.
But that's not all on him.
And it's divisional. Two games against the Commanders, bro. We only lost to the Jets because of fucking Jalen Hurts.
That's
true. He's not.
He lost you one game.
And that defense should have lost you 5 games this year.
And I'm here for it, bro.
Could have lost to both the Commanders 2 times.
But I'm saying there's a lot of games that we've been fighting down to the wire that should have been blowouts.
He's the best quarterback in the league. He's playing the best right now.
And that's great.
So he's playing up to the contract. That's what I'm trying to say.
He is playing up to that contract.
But I promise you, if there was some of these other quarterbacks that were like actually, you know, meeting their performance standards, he'd be like 6th in the fucking MVP voting.
So I think you're right on one thing, wrong on a different one. Because I think yes, we have had years where quarterbacks have performed a lot better, and Jalen Hurts in his current state would not be necessarily in that race,
right. Yeah.
But it would require him. He'd still be in the race as if they were 9-1. Period.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be in the race.
He is by far the best player on that team. AJ Brown has looked good. He's not in an MVP conversation. You haven't heard that. They don't have a running back that's in this conversation, right? AJ Brown and DeAndre Swift, essentially, they're not going to get mentioned in this kind of conversation.
Jalen
Hurts is the best player on this team.
Right.
And he is the reason that they have 9 wins.
I'm happy about all that.
That's great, right? Yeah. But you're kind of saying the opposite of what you're saying about Herbert. Like, you want him to have Herbert's stats, but you want Herbert to have Jalen's wins.
That's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, it's like there's a difference. So, like, with the Chargers... Like, Justin Herbert needs these stats to win the games. Jalen Hurts has a good enough team around him to where he can afford this mediocre play that he's given on, I'd say, half of his games. Like, literally, he wins games at the end of... Like, this game against the Chiefs that he just played, for example, was terrible for the first half and woke up in the second half and won the whole game.
Yeah, but against...
And I love that. He's playing up to his contract with that. Yes, I agree.
But against Dallas, he killed them.
Moving on.
All right, please.
Dak Prescott has gotten better.
Is he played up to his contract?
Dak?
Yes.
This year, yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Overall?
Because you beat them doesn't mean
he
isn't.
All right, Dak Prescott. Okay, we can argue about this, bro. Dak Prescott, I don't give a fuck what he does in the regular season, bro. It's been year after year after year after fucking year of this guy having decent regular seasons and going to the playoffs. And then sticking his thumb in his fucking ass.
Okay,
bro.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. Decent to good. But, like, I don't care. Like, Dak Prescott is, like, one of those guys that you just Wait to see what happens in the fucking postseason.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. However, we're in the regular season right now. We're
gonna I said he's doing good. I said he's doing good.
Yeah.
Commander Sam Howell back and forth.
He's okay. No, Sam Howell's good. He's not their problem. With that defense in shambles, he's good.
He's okay.
The Giants, Daniel Jones got hurt.
And sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Really bad. Brock Purdy, he's getting better as the season's going along.
Brock Purdy's looked quite good, actually.
Yeah. Geno Smith, he's doing all right. Matt Stafford has been in and out of the fucking league.
Purdy's okay.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got better.
As I look at his stats, when I take a little bit of deeper dive on those stats. So, first off, they got three losses. They had three losses in a row. They're bad losses. They didn't really have business losing at least
losses.
Two of those.
Alarming.
Correct. One, absolutely his fault. One, kind of his, and one not his. That's my opinion, almost in order. So with that said, his stats are impressive right now.
Yeah, but
they're better than Jalen Hurts.
But here's the thing.
Let's hear it.
He needs all of his pieces to do that.
Oh, I agree. Yeah,
and that's why I can't fully jack him because
pause,
I guess. Because it's like,
hey, you said the Mookie energy in the beginning.
But I'm just saying, elite quarterbacks don't need their best. Like you take their best, their left tackle.
Nobody's calling Brock Purdy elite, though, either. Like, it's okay, he's pretty,
I thought you guys were doing that, but okay.
No.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, the Rams, Matt Stafford, whatever, not really a factor this year. Kyler Murray just got back. They cycled through a couple quarterbacks this season. The Lions, Jared Goff. You know, I love what Jared Goff has given them. I mean, but he's also had some real dickheadish games, especially the recent one against the Bears, division rival, whatever. Vikings, they lost Kirk Cousins. Packers, Jordan Love hasn't, you know, really impressed too much. Justin Fields just got back. Saints, Derek Carr hasn't impressed anybody. I'm sure he hasn't impressed you.
No, he's been bad. Well, time out. Their OC is as bad as Matt Canada's, but that fan base isn't as loud as the Steelers, so that's why no one's really talking about it. Yeah. But their offense looks awful. I wouldn't say it's a Derek Carr thing or O-line thing.
I mean, because it's fair to say, Derek Carr needs to be paired with a good...
Jameis come in here and just light it up this week?
Right, but, he might. Who they play again?
Good question.
Okay. They play against...
Saints versus Falcons.
Falcons, yeah. Desmond Ritter.
Probably will.
Desmond Ritter. Oh my god. Falcons have given up a lot of big games, big story games. This could be another one.
The Desmond
Ritter. Arthur Smith is awful, so.
Jameis Winston comes in and just torches the Falcons for four touchdowns, and I don't know. I think Jameis Winston's shot at this point. But yeah, Atlanta, you know, they're another team. They've been switching back and forth with quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield is declining as the season's going along.
You think?
But it sucks because that game against the Texans is probably a game that he should have won. But CJ Stroud,
Pro Bowl level.
Pro Bowl. Well, I mean, yeah, considering all the quarterback play, I would agree.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the Panthers, Bryce Young has just not panned out for them whatsoever. Yeah, but I don't want to judge him yet. But my point is quarterbacks aren't having the best year because we're sitting here saying Jalen Hurts' stats and everything is MVP worthy, which I get. 9-1. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm content. I love that. Go Jalen Hurts. Go Eagles. But I worry that his play when we get to a big game in the playoffs.
That can happen to anybody. Man.
I know.
That's the thing. There's just a lot of parity in the league right now. Anybody can beat anybody.
Right.
And that's fun for the NFL.
So are the Eagles your Super Bowl favorites at 9-1?
Favorite, yes. Yeah. But I'm not giving them minus 100.
I give them plus 120. Niners plus 130.
Yeah.
I think they're really close.
That's fair.
Yeah, your sports book is tough if you got two plus 100 something. Yeah.
While I worry about the Eagles, I also look at their competition in the NFC, and I'm not the 49ers don't put fear in my heart. Hmm. But that game, no, they don't put fear in my heart.
That's interesting.
They put fear in mine.
Neither do the Lions.
No, I give the Lions.
Neither do the Cowboys.
Mm.
I
don't know.
So, I mean, I fully expect the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl. Wonder who they face. We'll see. I would still have the Eagles as Super Bowl favorites because my thing is the defense is continuously improving. week after week. They keep Jalen Hurts in these games so that he can make these comebacks that he has been making. So I think the defense is just going to continue to get better, and I think the Eagles will have a couple of ridiculous games coming up soon, especially this one against the Bills.
So let me break down FanDuel Sportsbook's Super Bowl favorites right now. I'm going to start at number 6, work my way down to the favorite. We got Dallas Cowboys at plus 1,200, 6th best. Miami Dolphins plus 900, 5th best. Baltimore Ravens plus 850 at 4th best. San Francisco 49ers, 3rd best at plus 480. Kansas City Chiefs plus 450. Philadelphia Eagles plus 450. Tied Eagles versus Chiefs. Plus 450 each. That's why your sports book is bullshit.
I think the beauty of this year is that it's so up in the air, and I love it.
It is. It is.
Like, the Eagles at 9-1, you could still sit here and make a case as to why they won't make the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, the Chiefs, you know, they're the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day, but they look very beatable at this current moment.
To an extent.
And the 49ers, they had those three really bad games in a row. They still continue week after week to be banged up. You don't know what they're going to look like once they get to the playoffs. Because usually when they get to the playoffs, they're shot. Because I don't know how they haven't investigated their medical team yet, but...
Yeah. So, and just to break those down, let's go from 6th up, right? Cowboys, we don't have to spend much time on because, like you said...
That's one of our segments. How much do we actually believe in the Cowboys?
This is one where I gave you shit for it. We got to talk about them as if they're the regular season team. But I don't believe in Mike McCarthy scripting against a good team on a big stage. I just don't believe in it.
Well, with how things stand, the Eagles are going to get the number one bye. And the Cowboys are going to come out as the wild card. And they're going to face the worst divisional opponent.
Which I fully trust they're going to smack the NFC South.
The Saints, the Falcons, the Buccaneers, whoever wins. And then they're going to face the Eagles.
Correct. And unless something weird happens with the other wild card games. Because it does get reseeded each round. But still, they're going to absolutely stop.
I'd be shocked if the 49ers and the Lions lose their... I mean, okay, the Lions, I guess I could see, but I'd be shocked.
I would be shocked too, but things
crazier things happen.
Things happen.
But yeah, how much do you actually believe in the Cowboys?
I'm
all right.
Okay. I like what Dak's doing, but I'm just going to see when they play against the Eagles again.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, that's the thing with the Cowboys. They're the one team in the league at this point where it's just like...
They just have a cupcake schedule, so we can't really...
Just got to wait till the playoffs. Yeah. We got to wait for them to do something else stupid. Whether it's, you know, the running down the field and not checking the ball correctly, or, you know, Zeke Elliott as your offensive lineman. We'll see what it is this year. You know, Dak Prescott fucking streaks down the field. I don't know. We'll see. But... Is it time to write off the Bills?
It's not, to me.
It's not?
No. Ultimately, Bills fans are writing off the Bills right now. There's already Bills Mafia Facebook groups talking about it's time to trade Josh Allen to the Giants, reunite him with Brian Daboll, and try and save Daboll's career. It's time to try to accumulate some draft picks, trade Diggs, trade Allen, just rebuild.
I don't think his career is necessarily ruined either.
Who?
Daboll.
We'll circle back to that. I'm not saying that either because they haven't put any.
They put together a very like we see Daniel Jones is fucking poop, and he put together a really good year with that team last year, even a playoff victory.
Correct.
This year, I think it's just.
I can't say that they got less talented though, and like they're not talented. But they're not less.
Yeah, but like Daniel,
either.
But Daniel Jones completely broke, and that's your quarterback.
Yeah, it's tough.
You
got
Danny DeVito as
when you're throwing out. Yeah, Tommy DeVito. That's tough. That's tough to win NFL games, and he did once at least. But still, I don't know. Just to circle back, who are we talking about?
Bills.
Yeah,
Bills.
Bills aren't done. Josh Allen is still capable of stringing together some wins. This is a team that plays a lot of emotion. Stephon Diggs is going to get back on track this week, and their season kind of goes based on how much that brotherhood bond, that weird relationship they got going on there.
Their season
goes based on how strong that relationship is.
Yeah, I would love to agree with you, but then I look at the rest of their schedule.
It's tough.
Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys. That's a crazy 3 weeks to have when you have as much turmoil as you have when going on right now.
Yeah. That's the thing. If they don't galvanize and get two out of these,
because I think the Eagles can take the life out of. I fully expect the Eagles to beat the shit out of the Bills this week, and then you're gonna have to take that into Arrowhead against the Chiefs, and then the Cowboys are gonna come into Buffalo. And the Cowboys, I believe they have a couple of easy games, or I don't know. I haven't even looked at their schedule yet. But then they get the Chargers, and they're going into L.A., and then they got the Patriots and the Dolphins. So four out of their last six games are amongst some of the best teams in the league. I just don't see it. And Stephon Diggs, I don't know. It looks like he's on his way out of Buffalo no matter what.
Yeah.
They just fired their offensive coordinator. I don't necessarily know if that was the right move. I mean, he wasn't good, but like I think it's head coaching more than anything. Like he can't rally this team whatsoever when he needs to.
That's the thing. He doesn't seem to have a great command on it, but he has instilled the right spirit in it in the team. Yeah. I don't think there's a question of whether these guys play hard. They don't play cohesive all the time.
Yeah.
So I think Sean McDermott is fine, but he needs a good offensive mind. And this is where it's tough. Good offensive minds get head coaching jobs. They don't stick around.
Yeah.
So that's why Brian Daboll isn't there anymore. And ultimately, it's going to be hard to find one. I don't know if they're going to. And I think they, by all means, could end up in that vicious cycle and end up needing to fire Sean McDermott to get an offensive mind in the front job. Then you can find a defensive assistant, defensive coordinator, to drive that side of the ball.
But by the time that all happens, Diggs might be on his way out.
He's long gone if that's what I'm saying. Comes into effect. He's long gone by that.
And then, like, Josh Allen, like, it's tough.
But it's not too late this year.
Like, Josh Allen without a top receiver, I don't know how much I trust it.
I don't. You saw it before.
Yeah.
He was completely warm garbage before Diggs showed up.
And if Diggs leaves and you see, if you're another wide receiver, do you even go to Buffalo?
Like, yeah, well, I think
you pay me, right? Hell yeah. Okay. But
all
right. I think you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because also, yeah, the argument could be made that Josh Allen also, like, I mean,
he's still an elite quarterback.
You know? Yeah, and he may
to,
he
to some.
Like, we all know Diggs is talented, but like Diggs wasn't putting up these monstrous numbers until he got with Josh Allen as well.
He was
putting up Pro Bowl ish numbers, but he wasn't putting up
top 3-4 receiver numbers. Yeah. He has.
So I think they need to suck it up and stick together, and like the rest of the team just needs to be figured out. But what is your?
They missed the playoffs. They stink. Defense stinks. McDermott should lose his job too.
Yeah.
I mean, Diggs might stay. I don't know. They're hurt too, but
yeah.
The Browns are hurt too. I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like the Browns are hurt.
The Browns are fucking hurt. So
Denzel Ward also not playing this Sunday.
Yeah.
Like we're hurt.
And
we're still finding ways to win games.
Browns are finding ways to win games, then there's no excuse injuries across
the board. Coach of the year.
No excuses. No excuses. So that's what I'm saying. McDermott's not doing his thing. And, I mean, I don't know what to take from you beating the Jets 32-6.
You shouldn't take much.
I take nothing from it,
because
actually.
Because you've let... The Bills have literally let the Broncos have a seat. Like
Broncos
let,
go into Buffalo and do
let their like literally let the Broncos like have their comeback story. Let the Bengals have their comeback story, even though it's over with now. But it was part of it.
From all eyes,
barely beat the Bucks. You lose to the worst team in
Patriots,
the NFL,
and then you barely
lost
beat
the Giants. Like, they stink, bro.
And that's just their last six games.
You lose to the Jaguars in London. You beat the Dolphins.
After looking like one of the best teams in the league, because they fucked the Dolphins up.
Smoked the Dolphins.
Yeah.
After that Dolphins dub, they had their ass locked up.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, if I was a betting man, I guess I'd bet on them still making the playoffs. I could see them squeezing in.
Nah.
But at the same time, they're going to have to take... I think at least two of the four of those big games, and I can't see that.
Yeah.
Especially if the Dolphins are fighting for anything in that last game of the year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to put the Bills out of their misery in that game. And then, granted, they couldn't beat the Patriots earlier in the year, so what's to say that the Patriots can't do it again on Bill Belichick knowing that these are his last games, and why the fuck not just cause some chaos and actually coach? Because I don't think Bill Belichick's out there doing much. So moving on, CJ Stroud and the Texans. You gotta fucking love it. We haven't had an episode in 2 weeks. And these last 2 weeks, CJ Stroud has absolutely played with his head cut off.
Yeah.
And it's looking good. I mean, playoffs.
We're talking about playoffs.
Division. Yeah, division's a possibility because they still got a game against the Jaguars, right?
They do.
Yep.
Yes. I meant like in comparison to two games. They've already played this year.
They played once and they beat the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So this is a big one this week. I think this one's going to really turn the tables. If there's ever going to be a time, they need it right now. And it's in Houston, thankfully.
They got two games against the Titans still. They got a game against the Colts. They got a game against the Jets, which might be Aaron Rodgers' comeback game. I would be, if I was a betting man, I don't think Aaron Rodgers comes back for that game. And then they got one against the Browns, which seems to be the hardest matchup here because they're getting the Jaguars in Houston. Crowd's going to be loud.
They're going to be locked in.
Like D'Amico Ryans is like, he's putting together some phenomenal fourth quarter fucking stretches.
For sure.
Because like that game against the Cardinals, like CJ Stroud was starting to really fade towards the end of the game. But D'Amico Ryans' play calling got them through. I love it. I fucking love it. Like, I'm about to get a CJ Stroud jersey because I love this shit so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's cool because, like, last year we were sitting here after he was drafted. We're like, yeah, the Texans look pretty fucking healthy. I would not be shocked if they do something this year. And here they are.
Yeah. I mean, he's playing out of his mind.
He's in MVP consideration. Like, this is nuts.
That fell back down to earth with 3 interceptions. Yeah. But
it's still had 300 yards.
Yeah, it's still, and he won the game. So ultimately, CJ Stroud looks like the real deal, first off. By far the best rookie this year. And we talked about, you know, rookie of the year conversation early on. He's run away with it. There's not a conversation anymore. But I can't say he's really had any huge quality wins. He's had good comebacks,
Bengals.
He's had good stories.
That's it, Bengals.
We talk how much poop the Bengals are.
Right, but the Bengals are quality win in the league, for sure. Yeah. To me, the Bengals don't put no fear in my heart. But, like, to the league, the Texans are like, oh, yeah, here we are.
What would you say the Bengals, with Joe Burrow in, healthy Bengals, top 5 in the AFC, top 10 in the league?
Yeah.
I'm going to contend
your
point,
that's
though,
something.
Right.
By saying any win that the Texans got this year is a quality win.
I'll give you that.
And that's a fact, too.
That is true.
They're coming out of last year.
That's a fact.
The absolute shit show that was the Texans last year to come in with a rookie quarterback, a rookie coach, a rookie defense, a rookie wide receiver room, and doing what they're doing.
A lot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, and I think they make playoffs.
Oh, I'm not saying they're going to sit here and win a game. I don't know. Yeah. That's going to be tough because they're going to be facing a division, you know, winner most likely.
Yeah.
I think they win the division, but that's just me.
That's the thing. The division's ripe for the taking.
If they win the division now, and they get, like, maybe a matchup with the Browns or the Steelers or some shit like that.
They are in the driver's seat. If they win out, it's theirs, obviously.
Right.
But if they beat the Jaguars this week, they are in the driver's seat.
Beat the Broncos next week.
Yeah, because they got tiebreaker.
And then the Jets.
Yeah, they will just need to win.
They need this win right here. They need this win right here.
I mean, because
this is the biggest game of
the Texans smoked the Jaguars the first time. Remember too, because I think if the Jaguars squeak by the Texans this week, I think Texans.
And that was a quality win too.
I think the Texans still have the tiebreaker if the Jaguars only squeak by the Texans. Because they blew them out by 20.
It goes down to a whole lot more before it goes to points.
Oh, I thought, okay. All right.
So, it's not, it matters, it doesn't matter.
It goes by AFC wins.
Yeah, conference wins, other division wins, then.
Yeah.
But we'll see, because now I think the pressure is finally on CJ Stroud. He's getting MVP talks, playoff talks, division winning talks. Yep. Like, a lot of shit's happening, but I just want to say no matter what happens, I'm fucking proud of Houston.
Yeah.
Altogether. Everything seems healthy. Tank Dell's looking like a god.
I love Tank Dell.
It's looking good. It's looking good. And they're going to go into the offseason with money. No draft pick, which was a phenomenal gamble, by the way. Phenomenal gamble, gambling that draft pick for Will Anderson. And... yeah, I'm here for Houston. Whatever happens,
yeah,
I'll be watching,
yeah,
and I'll probably have a CJ Stroud jersey as well.
Yeah.
So Broncos, let's ride.
Nah.
Let's ride?
Yeah, no, I'm riding after this week.
Let's ride?
After this week. After this week, I'm riding.
Pause.
After this week.
You know, like, when it comes to the Broncos, you know, I think they're finally just playing football the right way. Like, they're not really in the media. You haven't really heard a story out of Sean Payton or Russell Wilson in a long time.
I'm intrigued. Not to interrupt you. I'm intrigued to see why you're not riding. Pause.
So, you look at their wins.
I want to...
Two of them are great.
Fuck the wins. What's scheduled next? Like, what don't you see? How do you not see them going into the playoffs?
I see the Browns. Right. I see the Texans.
Right.
I see the Lions.
Okay.
I see the Raiders in week 18 beating them.
Okay.
So,
and then who else? That's their schedule right now.
So, I mean, they got what they have left. Browns, Texans, Chargers, Lions, Patriots, Chargers, Raiders. They got Chargers twice. I think they split. The Browns, I think, beat them.
Okay.
The Texans.
Beat. Who do you have?
I have the Texans, but that's a close one.
Okay. You and I think of the Texans differently.
The Lions, I have smoking the Broncos. I think that's the exact kind of matchup that Dan Campbell loves.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Patriots, obviously, they should beat. But I'm not ruling the Patriots out. Like,
why not?
Because that's the type of story that somehow just happens.
Okay.
Sean Payton losing to the 2-12 Patriots.
Okay.
And then the Chargers, again, I said they'll win one and lose one. And then the Raiders, I think Max Crosby gets all over Russell Wilson, and that's how you beat him. You pressure him.
And that's the thing, too.
You pressure him, you get in his head. Max Crosby's guy gets in your head.
And that's why I asked you why not, because I didn't know what the rest of the schedule is.
Okay.
So knowing that, then yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't know if Denver gets in there.
No, man. It's
that schedule is kind of tough.
I like it.
I think they finish 8-9.
Like, that's the way, like, because, like, Russell Wilson is playing, like, the veteran quarterback that you wanted him to play as, like, that we've been looking for the past 2 years. Like, we're finally seeing that breakthrough. And I think, like, the combination of that and all of the experience that Russell Wilson has combined with all of the experience Sean Payton has, I think Sean Payton's finally learning how to win in today's NFL, which was really lacking in the beginning of this. They've made the necessary changes to where they all actually like playing with each other. They're not, like I said, they're not in the media. There's no stupid story about them right now.
They're in the media because they suck so bad, though. And nobody cared anymore. They became laughable.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that they're 500, they clawed back. They're officially clawed back.
Yeah.
This is now their moment. This is their first game.
The last two wins that they've won have been clutch wins as well. A big win against the Chiefs before that.
So big win against the Chiefs.
The Packers.
Let's talk about those wins real quick.
Yeah.
Big win against Chiefs. Can't take that away from them. They looked phenomenal in that game.
Yeah.
They look like a real deal football team. Then they beat the Bills, who did everything they could to lose that game.
Hey.
The Bills lost that game.
They play better than them, though.
They played better. They played better than a bad team and won by two. And that was a bad team that night.
I think you're being really subjective. Like, sometimes the Bills, like
you know,
they're just a bad team that day.
I didn't even think about that.
I think the Bills
are good.
They
stink.
That night, they were
because they are. No, they not that night. No, they are bad.
All right.
And they're going to go into Philly and lose badly.
I don't think
And they're going to go into Kansas City and lose.
How many points are you giving me?
And the Cowboys are going to do whatever they want to do.
How many points are you giving me, Bills versus Eagles?
Bro,
you think they
7 points?
That's not getting smoked. But listen,
what's the spread right now? Like 3.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm giving you 4 more points,
bro.
I'll take it. But that's not getting smoked, is what I'm saying. You think
Eagles over 13.5?
So then they beat Josh Dobbs. Like, yeah, Josh Dobbs is a great story. He's not a great quarterback.
I'm with you on that. No. I'm
like,
with you on that.
Let's not get too
lost.
Crazy.
And they should have lost. Vikings played better than them too.
Correct. So that's the thing. They strung together two good games. One really good game against Chiefs and one good enough game against the Bills. I don't think that was something that they did anything miraculous. I think the Bills beat the hell out of themselves. And you know the Bills are capable of doing that.
Well, here's another thing. Like, okay, I'm gonna say the same exact thing I said for Houston. any win that Denver gets is a quality win. Because, like I said, we were talking about them at the beginning of the year, like, you know, fuck these guys all over again. They look terrible. They're going to be the worst team. Blah, blah, blah. Sean Payton should, like, pack up his bags and get the fuck out. Russell Wilson should go retire. All of that shit. And they're overcoming. These games, they were not winning last year. They couldn't even score 18 points last year. Now, and I get it, 21 and 24 and 24 and 19 isn't much more than 18.
Yep.
But it's winning them games.
They did 31 against the Bears.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I mean, like, they went from losing 70 to 20, bro.
Yeah.
And here they are. But either way, well, I think that's something that we just got to wait and see. Two quick questions. So who do you believe in most to dethrone the Eagles, the Lions, the Cowboys, or the 49ers? Probably, obviously, the 49ers, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
I can see Lions doing it, too.
Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
that's a fun – I hope it happens. It's really all it boils down to. I think that's going to be the most fun game.
It would feel so weird if the whole, like, conference came down to the Lions.
Because that is grit against grit.
But I have a better question. Who you think is most likely to be the number one seed in the AFC?
In the AFC?
I do think it's Chiefs.
I can't say that, man. The Chiefs have just had some real performances where I'm just like, and then Travis Kelce's not like, I mean, from judging from his interviews, I don't know, Travis Kelce.
It's a big game this week against the Raiders. It's a big game this week.
Yeah.
They do have the odds on favorite. It's Dolphins are number two. Out of the AFC in terms of odds.
Right. What does the rest of the year look like for the Dolphins, actually?
So, Dolphins.
And they answer my own question, I think it's between Baltimore and the Cleveland.
I don't know. I think
I'm not shocked by those.
Bro, I don't, it's no offense to the Browns. I'm waiting for this season to, hit the shitter at any point.
It could fall off the rails with quarterback play.
At some point, but this Browns if the Browns defense helps the Browns actually stay in the playoffs with a record similar to what they have now, 7-3. So if they get in at 11-6 or some shit like that, the Browns defense got to win MVP because.
But that's what I'm saying. Myles Garrett would be my MVP.
Right. So at some point, I'm expecting the Browns defense to just get overly tired, not be able to do what they've been doing all year, because it's tough. Because with the quarterbacks that you guys are throwing out there. That's the defense has been on the field a lot.
We'll talk more about that game later on.
But I'll convince you a little bit more that it's the Chiefs, because Dolphins schedule first. Jets, Commanders, Titans, Jets are the next four. So that's cool.
And Dolphins,
but then it goes to Cowboys, Ravens, Bills to finish season. So tough way to end the season.
I think the only one they lose out of that is I think they'll win against either the Cowboys or the Ravens. I think they're going 6-1 on the rest of the way here.
Okay, I'll take 6-1. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'll say the Dolphins are going to win the number one seed, and I think it's not because they're actually the best team in the AFC. I just I like their schedule that you just said, and two, health.
If
the Dolphins are going to be healthy for the rest of the year,
I hear you.
I'm fine with the Dolphins.
They're not. First off. They're not healthy any.
I mean, ever. Tyreek Hill's a little fucking banged up. Jalen Waddle's a little banged up.
Ain't Chain's banged up. Mostert hasn't logged a full practice.
But they got four games now where they're gonna get healthy.
Hold on, let me talk about offensive line for a minute. They haven't had the same starting offensive line combination yet this year, I don't think. But they are banged up. They're not healthy. I think they will lose one. I think injuries might play. Into it. They might lose more than one.
I think they got four games here to just get it together.
I hear you. I'm with you. They need to stay healthy during that stretch. And frankly, if anybody's iffy, rest them. Because I think we can win any one of those without full strength.
Right.
But Chiefs schedule, Raiders, Packers, Bills, Patriots, Raiders, Bengals, Chargers. So how do they not walk out with
Joe Burrow being hurt? Fucks a lot of shit up.
It does. So,
bro, because I was like, Joe Burrow was healthy, and then I think they were on their way to taking that game from the Ravens. They looked good. They looked good when Joe Burrow was even with his injured hand. Like, they looked decent.
It was good.
The Ravens are in big question too.
That's what I'm saying.
Mark Andrews being out.
So Mark Andrews might come back. I'm hearing he might be back this season. for playoffs.
Long shot.
It's a long shot, but they said that the injury was not nearly as bad as they thought it was. So I don't think it's going to require surgery.
Yeah.
Whereas originally it
was. So I'm going to... My next question was, who do you believe the most to throw in the Chiefs? I'm going with Dolphins. And it's just because, like I said, if the Dolphins can get there healthy, which, you know, it's up in the air, I think. But I think a lot of teams are banged up because, like you just said, Mark Andrews is down. We don't know if he's going to come back.
I don't think it's the Dolphins.
The Jaguars are so iffy. You know, we're sitting here saying that they might lose the division to the Texans.
Here's the thing. The Dolphins went a neutral site and lost, right?
Yeah.
They'd have to go in against
They'd have to go into KC and win. That defense, you'd have to go in there by defense. That's what I'm saying. Like, teams like Baltimore, like, I can see Baltimore doing it. I have to see our offense, our defense, like the Browns.
You know what, I mean, because I can't get off the Ravens train now. I think you've kind of just convinced me.
Yeah.
I think it'll be the Ravens. I mean, because I said in the beginning, I said they're the AFC favorites in my eyes. Yeah. I still see it without Mark Andrews, but
one more vote for the Ravens.
Yeah, right. One more vote for the Ravens. Like, yeah, Baltimore.
I will say Dolphins just because I have to.
Yeah.
But I really think the Dolphins defense is rounding out.
Okay.
I think Jalen Ramsey is learning how to play across from Xavier Howard very quickly. Xavier Howard's learning how to play across from Ramsey very quickly. Javon Holland's, in my opinion, top three safety in the NFL at worst. And I think the defensive line is starting to figure out how to get pressure. If Jalen Phillips can really figure it out, that's what we're going to need. We're going to need somebody to figure out how to get some sacks. If we can't do that, then we have no chance. But I do think this is a great time to figure that out between this week against Tim Boyle and the Jets, next week against Sam Howell and the Commanders.
So, gun to your head, who's in and who's going to come out up short in the playoffs? So, I got the Texans, Bills, and Broncos making it, but, like, I still have the – like, it's so hard to judge the Browns, bro.
You're just a Browns hater, bro.
I'm not a hater, bro. I got to look
– Even Bill's shaking his head, like
– I'm not. Bro, because you picked the Ravens against the Browns. I want Cleveland to win, bro. I want them to win.
You picked Baltimore against the Browns. We both said
bro,
Browns.
Bro, that's what should have happened at the end of the day.
Nah.
It should have. It doesn't mean
that's
it's got
to. That's what I'm saying. But that's not me hating on the Browns. It's just, bro, I'm saying this. A not top 40 quarterback.
But listen. I'll say this. I want to see. I can't judge DTR off of two divisional games.
But bro, this
is the best division of football.
But
one of the best.
You can't call me a Browns hater, bro. Because,
I can't. I can't.
You literally sat here and told me that fucking Chubb was their offense and they lost Chubb. Right. That was the first thing where I was like, hey, okay. And then Deshaun Watson comes back and plays good. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe they can put it together. Right. Deshaun Watson goes down now. Right.
And we beat the Niners. Right. We beat the Baltimore Ravens.
Bro.
We beat.
But how long is that sustainable?
Wait, who's your in? Who's in?
Bills, Broncos, and Texans.
Like the Bills, bro. But that. Do you know who we play?
Bro, it's a
good. Bill, tell them who we play.
The reason why.
The Bills have a harder way harder way to get to the playoffs than the Browns.
They do. That's why I said
Browns
like,
have Broncos, Rams, Jags, Bears, Texans, Jets.
And they can get in, bro. They can absolutely
There's only two hard games with those games. The Jaguars and the Texans are the hardest games we have.
Jets with Aaron Rodgers?
Bro.
that's week 17,
stink.
Bro.
Bears stink.
Oh,
yeah,
Bears stink, and that's fine.
Bears stink.
But I only, like, it's just hard for me, bro.
Wait till the Sunday. Okay. Keep down on us. Stay on that side. Bill's on this side. I know
bro,
where Bill's at.
I'm on that
but
side.
But stay
will,
on that
bro,
side. No, stay
I want
on that
the Browns
side.
To do stay good and make
side.
The playoffs,
bro. Once DTR is going to be locked in on Sunday, and he's going to throw for, like, 200-plus, two touchdowns, no picks, some solid shit, and we're going to win the game 24-10, and you're going to be like, oh, maybe DTR can, you know, make some noise in the playoffs. You're gonna be like
beep, 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 boop, boop.
You're gonna be like DTR could be a Super Bowl MVP. I don't know. That's what you're
not
gonna do.
Close, yo, lock that. That's gotta be great odds if you lock that in right now.
Not at all. Nah,
but I'm just saying. Okay.
The only reason I believe in the Bills is because it's just Josh Allen's an elite quarterback. I can see him pulling.
I think the Steelers have a better chance than the Buffalo Bills, and I hate the Steelers.
That's crazy. But on the other side, I got the Cowboys, the Seahawks, and I honestly have a question mark for my third. I can't even decide because I don't believe in Josh Dobbs being sustainable the rest of the way. I also don't know who the fuck is going to pass them. Like, I even have the Rams, maybe. Maybe they can make some smoke. I don't even think it matters because most likely they're facing 49ers.
Yeah, it's not going to... First off, 7 seed is not going to matter in likely either division.
I don't know. Either AFC's car? Open.
AFC's pretty open. AFC's open. Because that's...
Like, I think the... No offense to you. I think the Dolphins can let someone squeak by. The Jaguars can let someone squeak by. The Chiefs most likely are going to get the bye, so...
If Chiefs end up number two,
they'll we still got to remember who Lamar Jackson is in the playoffs. I know we're expecting good things, but
it could happen. It could happen. Yeah. So for me, on the AFC side, I do have the Browns making it. I'm really uncertain on order. First off, so these are not necessarily in order, but I have the Browns making it. I do think the Texans squeak in, and I do have the Bills. I understand the Bills have a tough schedule. I don't think they're dead. I just think they figure something out. Normally, them figuring it out is how to win the division in a 1 seed or 2 seed, maybe 3 seed.
What's the 3? The Bills, Browns, who?
Bills, Browns.
And division's not gone either, too.
So division's not gone. They're literally only
two games back, which is gone.
1.5
They're gone. They're gone.
2 games back. They're 1 win behind.
They're 1.5 games. They're 1 win
behind. They're going to lose to the Eagles. They're going to lose to the Chiefs. They're going to lose to the Cowboys.
I don't think the Chiefs game is as like for certain as you think.
They have tiebreaker. Mahomes doesn't always play up to an opponent.
When you go into games, you have to see which side is the most dominant. The Eagles have a way more dominant offense than
and that's
the Bills.
Fine.
That's the most dominant.
I'm not talking about that game.
The Chiefs have the most dominant side of the
whole
game.
The Chiefs have given up games that they shouldn't have.
The Chiefs defense is a top five defense.
We're talking about that let Zach Wilson outplay Patrick Mahomes, bro. They have holes, bro.
Don't do that. Pat threw 3 picks. Better field position.
Okay, either way, bro. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have given up games.
Either way, Russell Wilson went into Buffalo.
Bro, the last 3 games, the Chiefs have not scored a point in the third or fourth quarter.
And they've won games.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like it's not as...
But what have the Bills done the last 3 games?
Russell Wilson.
Either which way.
Russell Wilson.
Bro, it's open, bro. Russell Wilson beat the Chiefs too, bro.
I get that, but he looked way better.
Either way, like, that game is not, like, that. You can't look on that game.
24-38 with 2 interceptions.
But the Broncos looked better.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Bro, that's great.
Okay.
I don't even know what I have in that game, bro. Because, like, I can see Josh Allen coming in and taking a game from the Chiefs.
I can see him stinking it up. But, hey, he's just going to show me. I can see him throwing three picks.
I've seen him getting
outplayed by every quarterback that's competent this whole season. But because Russell Wilson outplayed him.
And, yeah.
Baker Mayfield outplayed him. He literally got outplayed by Mac Jones this season.
Patrick Mahomes got outplayed by Zach Wilson, bro. Patrick Mahomes
got benched for Tim Boyle. This is tough.
NFL is just open, man.
That's the thing. It's a lot of parity.
Yeah. But you finished here?
Yeah, I'm good.
Who do you have, then?
I have the Browns in. I have the Browns in. I have the Texans in. As my 7th team, I think I had the Broncos somehow sneaking in there or the Raiders, low key. We'll see. We'll see how Pittsburgh's schedule's kind of easy too, so I can see them sneaking in there as well. Yeah. I really don't like want to see them because I think they lose by.
Like I said, I'll reiterate again, bro. I can see the Browns making it, bro.
Yeah.
I know you do. Without Deshaun Watson and Chubb,
I get it.
It's tough. It's just tough for me to sit here and be like, okay, Browns. You know?
And then I have the same standings as the NFC is right now. Maybe the Bucks could sneak in, but that's pretty much it.
It's tough, though. The
Vikings are in right now, so that's why I'm not saying it. Like, the Vikings are in.
That's why I have the Rams as a question mark, because, like, if Stafford just gives all the gas that he has left in the tank, I could see them making a run.
There's no Cooper Kupp.
I didn't do the NFC, my bad. Forgot that NFC exists for a minute there. But I do have Dallas. I think Seattle's going to squeak it out as well. I think Minnesota's actually going to pass Seattle. That one I do have seeding. I've got Dallas at 5, Minnesota at 6. Seattle at 7.
Fair enough. But who is your guys' top 5 MVPs right now?
In no order?
Order.
Damn.
I have order.
I'll go Jalen Hurts at 1. I will go... It's so tough, man. Somebody else can go first because I'm...
I'll go. I got Hurts first. I got CJ 2. I changed this. 3, I have Tyreek Hill. 4, I got Miles. 5, I got Dak. / CMC. / Pat, but...
Yeah. Okay. I got Jalen Hurts at 1. CJ Stroud at 2. Miles Garrett at 3. We got the same top 3. I got Jared Goff actually at 4 because his stats are actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, his stats are really good and he has the wins. So, like, I honestly want to be shocked if that actually gains steam if he has, you know, a better game, obviously, than he did against the Bears. And I got Tua / Tyreek Hill at number 5. Because I think with Tyreek Hill banged up, I don't know if he'll end up missing games or not. But I still like Tua's stats as well to go along with his wins. Like, Tua and Jared Goff are two guys that they have the stats and they also have the wins. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're there. But Jalen Hurts at 1 is just, it's crazy. I hope he gets it. That'd be cool. That'd be fun. That'd be nice.
It'd be nice. I feel like you're a hater, bro.
I know.
Of Jalen Hurts.
I'm not, bro. It's
It'd
just,
be special I, for Jalen Hurts to win it.
I bet, like, it's just, bro. I've.
It wouldn't be nice. It'd be special. He'd represent the city of Philly, bro.
And that's, bro, I love that. Trust me, I love Jalen Hurts. I've just watched every game this year.
I've watched every game, too.
And I've just seen, like,
imperfection.
Holes, like, that's
quarterbacks,
what I'm
quarterbacks aren't supposed right. to be, but they can't all be perfect.
When you see what he's capable of in that Super Bowl,
like,
no, yeah,
when the light, like, when the it's lights are the brightest, you know he's coming to spot.
I'm not hating on Jalen Hurts. I'm only saying that he could be better. That's of all course, I'm saying.
But that's everybody, but, though. But I feel you.
That
but
is like, literally.
We could be better.
That's why he's number 1 in fucking MVP, bro. Like, I think Jalen Hurts can play better. That's all I'm saying. And right now, like, the Eagles are a team that just lost the Super Bowl that came down to one play, and that's literally the only, like, it. None of this shit matters, bro. Whether Jalen Hurts wins an MVP or not, none of this shit.
I get it.
Only matters if we go into the Super Bowl and we win.
Okay,
that, like,
okay.
That's all that matters now.
It matters.
No, I see, like, what he's getting at.
But yeah, I'm with you.
And, like, what I see is I see Jalen Hurts and I see these imperfections in his game that could cost us literally that.
Okay, I get it.
Because if Jalen Hurts goes into the playoffs.
He got PTSD.
Yeah, if Jalen Hurts goes into the playoffs and loses, none of this shit matters, bro. It doesn't.
That will
the MVP, but the MVP would be great.
That would be a it would like sting a little more.
You don't give a fuck about the MVP.
I want to win, bro. I want to see Jalen Hurts holding up the Super Bowl MVP. I don't care about the regular season MVP.
Okay,
like I just like.
Here's the thing. I don't think you got a defense for that, but I feel you.
I think we do. I think we do. It's growing. We're growing.
I think that secondary is weak as fuck.
We're at least better. We're at least a better defense than when we were in the first 6 games.
Yes.
But like the first 6 games of the year.
I think it was the Cowboys incompetency that lost them the game, not necessarily the Eagles beating them, but that's just me.
And there's a lot of games like that this year.
No, I feel you, but that wasn't a Hurts thing is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I know.
You,
yeah.
That
I know.
Was a defensive.
But I'm saying in those games, if Jalen Hurts was better in some of those games, like, again, but we're arguing, like, they're 9-1.
But
yeah.
Also,
like you said, I should
be. We still have a number 1 here. So. Yeah.
Right. And also, I'm like, if they have Jalen Hurts ting, I think that OC is still, like, he's just now getting in a groove calling plays.
And Jalen Hurts is ridiculously clutch. Like,
yeah.
I'm fine with it all. I'm just saying, I would just like to see him better because our goal is a Super Bowl, literally nothing else.
I get it.
Like, we were a play away, like a flag away from winning the Super Bowl, bro.
I get it.
That's the only thing we have left to accomplish. And that little sliver, bro, is like one play at the end of the fourth quarter.
And you gave him 7. I get it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I had, like, the knock I have against Jalen Hurts is that Jason Kelce is essentially just as good as he is. And, like, he's out lead blocking on ridiculous plays.
Yeah.
This motherfucker wants to retire.
It's absurd what this guy is doing for that team.
I mean, if he won a Super Bowl, what's the point of him even?
I know.
Right, right. So, like, that. I'm trying to get creative to come up with a knock on Jalen Hurts as the favorite right now. So, like, that's all I can come up with.
If the Browns are the one seed, Miles is the MVP, without a doubt.
He's got to get 20 sacks.
I would hope.
He's got to hit 20 and the one
seed. I think whether he gets...
He's on pace, yeah. But
whether
he
gets 20 or not, whether he gets 20 or not, I think, like, if the Browns are the number one seed for whatever
fucking reason... if he gets 20 sacks, but the record's 23 or 24.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is, like...
19.5 just looks different.
If Miles Garrett plays the rest of the year and the Browns' defense is, like, hands down the best thing in the league...
And they win number one.
Miles Garrett's the leader of the fucking defense, so just give it to Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
It would be the same shit if, like, the Steelers were looking that dominant. You'd be like, okay, well, T.J. Watt, you know, you got to give him the award.
So, I got Miles Garrett as my defense player of the year. I don't think this season has been necessarily as dominant as some other defensive performances. However, offense has been lacking in consistency. Yeah, so, like, I can see it happening, but I don't have Miles Garrett. It's only because I'm stacking it up against other defensive seasons, not because I'm stacking it up against these five.
Okay.
So Garrett could make his way into this conversation, but here's my five. I got Hurts at one. I do have Stroud at two. So right now we're all consistent across one and two.
We're kind of consistent. Oh, you think the Texans aren't that, but okay.
But Stroud's performance, especially based on what they did last year, I'm not saying they're going to win at a playoff game. I don't think it's that good. But the fact he is that valuable,
right,
that he brought this team from the sewer to where they are right now, that is value to me. Just like I think Peyton Manning had a decent chance at MVP in the year he didn't play. It showed what value he had when the team went 1-15 after him. He didn't have a passing yard because he had a broken neck or whatever, but like that showed the value. He should have had MVP that year. But that's the highlight of C.J. Stroud to me, is showing – the difference between the year prior, that's the only reason I have him top five, let alone...
I just don't think, like, when it comes to your Miles Garrett take, I don't agree because, like, you know, compare him to the other defenders of the past, but, like, you have to compare him to these five because this is the season that we're in.
I hear you. And that's... But thankfully, we're not judging MVP based on 11 weeks. So we can circle back on Miles Garrett and where he stands a little later in the season. If you want to hate on any of my takes, this is the one you're going to do. Brock Purdy at number three. So I do think Brock Purdy has improved a ton
over Jared Goff. How would it happen? How would it happen?
How?
Like he would win it in the two seed?
He has to win out.
And the Eagles have to lose? So probably. They'd be the number one seed.
They would. Yeah, I think they would have to be number one seed.
Yeah, he's not the best player on his team, though. CMC would get it before he does.
I hear you.
Because he'd get like... CMC
what probably justification do you have for Brock Purdy over Jared Goff? So,
Brock Purdy is leading the lead in completion percentage. He's leading the lead in yards per game. No, yards per attempt. Okay. And he's leading in air yards per attempt, which is the one that kind of blew my mind. He's leading in yards per attempt while throwing the ball down the field.
I get it.
So it's not like he's just dumping it off CMC.
They would never give it to him.
But he's balling out with... He's throwing to George Kittle. He's throwing to Ayuk.
And that's why they wouldn't do it, because he has so much talent around him.
I get it. So
they would be like, it's a product of your environment type of thing.
He's being looked at as a system quarterback, but he is balling out right now.
Now, if you want me to say that I hate someone, it's not the Browns. I'll just say I hate on Brock Purdy. I don't see this guy going anywhere with the 49ers.
Like, no, I see him going.
I don't see them winning the Super Bowl, bro. I don't see him winning MVP. I don't like.
There were like 3 weeks ago, I was saying that I want to see Sam Darnold out on the field.
Yeah, because the Browns did that to you.
I still want to see Sam Darnold on the field.
But I think Brock Purdy's playing lights out football right now.
I need that in my soul. I need one start, and I hope it's like the last week of the season. But then they'll be breasting every.
If I'm going away from quarterback, I do have Tyreek Hill. I think if he's over 2,000 yards, he has a real chance.
Where's he at right now?
1,400. Okay. Yeah, 14 something.
He can do it.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, yeah. He needs a little over 100. He's a little shy of 1,400, I believe. So like 1,350, he's gonna need like 110 on average per game, something like that. For the rest of the way, and he would get over 2,000. And I have Mahomes fifth, and not necessarily because of what he's done, but ultimately because of how wide open it is and how he finishes seasons. So that's a little bit predictive, more so than looking at what he's currently got on the resume. But I think Mahomes has as real a shot as anybody else. So I had to have him top five.
That's what I want you to do, Dom, is I want you to – there's been 23 quarterbacks since 2010.
Yeah.
That have been a starting quarterback for the Browns. How many can you name, though?
RG3. Do you have it on? Like,
yep, just give me 1 second. I got to pull it.
Let me know when you're ready.
I don't want you to look at it. RG3 being the first is interesting. But, yeah, that counts.
Brian Hoyer.
Okay, that's two.
Brock Osweiler?
Has he?
I think so. He was at least on there. I don't know if he started.
I don't think he ever started. Let's find out, because he's not on my list. Brock Osweiler was a meme. Yeah, no, he never started.
Okay.
Was on the Browns, though, so you don't dot the point.
Josh McCown?
Yes. On several occasions. For several teams.
Obviously, Johnny Manziel.
Yes, man, yes.
Case Keenum.
Okay.
Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Baker.
Yep.
Deshaun. PJ.
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Okay.
PJ. Walker. Dorian Thompson. Robinson. Okay. And there's more? A lot more, or there's more?
You've named 11 out of the 23.
Oh. Deshaun, Deshaun Kizer?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. white dude.
There are a couple of those.
He played for the Tampa Bay Bucks. He stunk. Cody.
Cody who?
Did Blaine Gabbert play?
No. But it seems like he would, right? Seems like something he'd do.
Jacoby Brissett.
There you go. I was actually waiting for you to get that one.
Okay, my fault, Jacoby.
13 out of 23.
Okay.
I think out of this list, I think there's probably only one more guy that I feel like you should get, maybe.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No.
No, he didn't play.
No.
Play for everybody else. It's a good shot.
When in doubt. Probably not even going to know some of these guys. Because I did it.
Fuck, bro. Give me like 2 more seconds.
1, 2. Sorry, man. I'm fucking with you.
You want to circle back to him? Give him some time?
Look at this fucking list.
He got the dashes? All right.
Yeah.
He should get...
Like that first one, right?
So, to me, it's a while ago now. So, there's one that I feel like...
It's a while ago?
There's some from a while ago, yeah. There's some that aren't in the NFL anymore. No doubt.
You almost had one of them. Cody. Can't give you the last name.
Kessler?
But, yeah, there you go.
Haha.
There's 14.
Can I see the rest of this?
So he got...
Yeah, I don't... I'm good at this. I don't know 2 of these.
But one of them I should know for sure.
I don't know about for sure, but he's still an active quarterback in the league.
He's still
no, not technically.
He's not? Isn't he on a team?
I don't believe so.
Oh. You guys are killing me.
He was last year. He was on a team last
year. He's a famous backup quarterback.
He is not on a team right now.
Okay.
He started some games last year.
He was a 2010 starter for the...
Chase Daniels? No.
Wait, hold on.
He should be... No. He wasn't.
I thought he was on the
list. Not Andy Dalton, obviously not.
No, it's nobody that obvious. It's... He was a backup that did start some games last year, though.
He was a backup that started some games last year?
Some games.
Oh, he must have stunk.
Oh, he's my been God. A backup for a long... He's like a... He's a career backup.
This I will say... Gonna kill me.
He's made a long career out of being a backup.
I believe I've said this name out loud in the past weeks, saying, I don't know why they're not signing somebody like blank.
Yo!
He played with Kirk Cousins.
Did he?
Yes.
What?
Did he?
In Washington.
Did he?
Alex Smith.
No. No. Oh.
Mad confident.
He's like, oh, oh, oh!
You're fine. He's trying to give Dom hints.
Great.
Not Trevor Siemian.
No. Scroll down so I can give him another hint.
I can't.
Oh, shit. Paige froze. Like, why are you looking this guy up?
Yeah.
All
right.
What hint would you even get? I guess the last team he played for was the Cardinals.
Oh, Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
That's too much of a hint.
Oh, I assume you're done after that, right?
Yeah, I'm done. Damn.
All right, so the names that you missed. Kevin Hogan.
Don't know him.
Austin Davis.
Don't know him.
Connor Shaw.
I should have known Connor Shaw.
Thad Lewis. Jason Campbell.
That's the one. You don't know Jason Campbell? No. You know Jason Campbell. If I pulled up Jason Campbell.
Huh? Brandon Whedon.
I knew... That's the guy I was looking at because he did the same.
Seneca Wallace.
That's the white guy.
That's the white guy.
Jake Delhomme.
Oh, yeah. Jake Delhomme? Oh,
Delhomme,
I forgot Delhomme was on the Browns.
Yeah. Bill's block.
Let's do it. So
Bill.
The meme team coming for your Sunday entry. At quarterback, going Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston's time to shine in Atlanta. Atlanta has given up some historic performances this year, so why not let that continue?
I'm about to bet on 4 touchdowns for you.
In addition, we're going to see the debut of the Pittsburgh Steelers in Bill's block. We got Najee Harris. Now that Matt Canada is gone, let's lock and load Najee Harris. I think he's the most talented guy out of those skill position players. And you know what? Let's throw Deontay Johnson in there, too. He's actually been having a hell of a year. And even with Matt Canada, so absolutely let him rip now. No pickings, just from a price standpoint, and he might quit by Sunday. So Derrick Henry is my other running back up against Carolina. Carolina has been bleeding points to running backs, and Derrick Henry seems like somebody that could make a good meme team shout out with a stiff arm to some defensive backs in Carolina. He could make for a real nice short, and that's really all I'm going for with this lineup. I got Stephon Diggs, who also may quit by 4:25 p.m. on Sunday, but if he doesn't, then he might score 2 touchdowns. I've got Josh Downs from the Colts just because he was cheap, not because I can think of anything witty, but I do like Josh Downs come off the bye a little bit healthier. To pair up with Jameis Winston, I'm going Taysom Hill. Why not? So if Jameis can't finish the game, then Taysom Hill might.
Comes in and has the best game of his whole career.
For tight end, I'm going Trey McBride. I need a little Kyler Murray action in my life, and I guess that's how we're going to get it. And then I'm going Cleveland Browns defense against the Denver Broncos. Yeah, I was waiting for that second one. So Cleveland Browns against Russell Wilson, you got to love it, I think. Even Browns might be able to score as many touchdowns as anybody else on this list. Yeah. So
another edition of Bill's Block. We'll take it.
I love it.
We'll take it. So let's get right back to our 5 wins and 5 touchdowns. Our records are above our heads. I don't really know them at the current moment right now because we missed a couple weeks. But I'm going to kick it off. So I got the Eagles winning. The spread is cool, so I can bet on the Eagles beating the Bills. I would honestly, if there's one bet I'm going to absolutely make, I got the Eagles winning by at least 14, which is 2 touchdowns. You could book
it.
Is
that how many that is?
Huh?
That's good math.
Good job. Yeah, thank you. The second one is I got the Ravens. This is another game that, you know, it's favorable. I think we all should have these two teams if we're looking for, you know, some W's here to get each other closer to the end of the year. Because in all actuality, I think that, you know, the Ravens should have a bigger line with the fuck against the Bengals. Chargers. My bad. The Chargers. I got the Broncos.
Of course you did.
I got the Broncos beating the Browns. They're riding a hot win streak. Browns, you know, like I said, I'm just waiting for them.
You're just a hater. It's okay.
You know, whatever. I'm hating on the Brownies, man. I got the Buccaneers. I think they get an absolute huge win this week against the Colts. I don't see the Colts doing much to end the year, but Minshew Mania can happen. We'll see. And, you know, I got the new look Steelers. The line is very close between them and the Bengals. I think the Steelers are good at winning games this year that they're supposed to win because the other team is coming in compromised.
Yeah.
And I think this is just going to be another win. It's just typical Pittsburgh. So, those are my five.
I got, of course, my Brownies. I love the Texans against the Jags at the crib. I love the Titans as well. I think they're going to beat up on the Panthers. I love the Cardinals money line as well. And I love the Pats. Okay. I don't think Tommy DeVito beats Bill Belichick. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to allow Tommy DeVito to do whatever he wants to do with him. So
Bill Belichick's career against rookie quarterbacks is insane.
Yeah.
And so. I don't think Tommy DeVito is the guy that's going to crack that code either.
And I like the Bucks a lot too, but yeah, that's what I got.
That's fair. All
right. I also have the Patriots for the same reason. I just can't trust Tommy DeVito going up against Bill Belichick. I've got Jacksonville Jaguars, so there's a chance to earn some points here because I don't think Texans are going to be able to take them down again, even though this one is in Houston and they smacked the Jaguars earlier in the season. I think Jaguars are in better shape than they were at that time. The Saints over the Falcons. Jameis Winston time to shine.
Okay.
I'm really locking in on that.
Yeah, you like Jameis.
I just hate the Falcons. I hate the Falcons a lot more. And Desmond Ridder coming back, I think, does make that team worse. Taylor Heineke looked not good by any means, but better than Ridder. So I think going back to Ridder is a mistake. And Arthur Smith just really doesn't know what he's doing. And anybody can point that out, but Saints are definitely capable, even with Jameis. I got the Baltimore Ravens as well. I think this is just an easy line. I think, by all means, this game is going to be closer than it should be because generally means Vegas knows something that we don't. But ultimately, Ravens will find a way to win that because the Chargers always find a way to lose it. And the Vikings over the Bears, Justin Fields has like 7 wins in his Bears career against, I think, like 30 losses, something like that. Getting close to that. Backup quarterbacks for the Bears are 7-7. So Justin Fields, while he puts up stats, does not win games. So you get a healthy Justin Fields, and I like whoever's on the other side. So Vikings, with that defense actually rounding out, should be able to shut them down, create some turnovers, some favorable field position. So I do like the Vikings, and as a little bonus, I do like the under in that game as well.
Cool. So for
that.
For touchdowns, I got Ramondre Stevenson. The Giants, as Bill would say, bleed touchdowns to running backs. So that's why I got Stevenson. I got Najee Harris. Another team that gives up a lot of touchdowns to running backs is the Bengals. And I think Najee Harris, I think he's going to be the one that benefit the most from Matt Canada leaving. Because like you said, I think he's the most talented as well. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. So I think if they figure that out, like... You know.
He can catch the ball, run the ball.
You know, like, yeah, it's just simple.
Matt Canada doesn't
like
him.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I got Josh Jacobs. It's, you know, the Chiefs are another team that bleed touchdowns to running backs, yeah. So I'm just going with logic here. You know I'm going with A.J. Brown because, like I said, every time that A.J. Brown ends up being a diva, you know, the next week he just goes fucking insane. So I got 100 yards, maybe 1 or 2 touchdowns. And I got Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray, he's looking fucking great on his legs. By the way, shout out to Kyler Murray.
Pause. You said it, boy. Even Bill was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. You know, Kyler Murray, like...
That was crazy.
I think he's, 10 months removed from surgery on his ACL, and he looks like...
He looks
amazing. He looks great. I can't wait to see what the Cardinals do next year, if they even still have him, or if he goes with Bill Belichick and the Patriots. We'll see.
Kyler's passing his audition. Whatever he's auditioning for right now, he's passing. So I like to see that. I think that might have been Kyler's first win upon a Call of Duty release week ever. So that's a fun stat that I just made up.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like it's heroic, you know?
Yeah.
Like Call of Duty comes out, you come back from an ACL injury the same week, and you just win. Like it's heroic. I think it's patriotic. I think Kyler Murray is hands down a top 10 quarterback in this league when he's fully healthy and fully going. So I can't wait to see what he does for the rest of the year. It's not going to matter what he does for the rest of the year, but I like it. I think the Cardinals aren't worried because if they could get Kyler Murray to buy into this, which I think he's starting to, I think he likes what's around him. I think he feels a little comfortable. They have two draft picks, good ones, good draft picks. That can get them what they need to make a move next year.
Kyler Murray is the first quarterback to ever post 200 yards, 50 rushing yards, one passing touchdown, and a 3.0 kill-death ratio on the same day. So, shout out to Kyler Murray. We will lock him in over here, too. So, I've got Kyler versus the Rams as well. I think that's a great rushing prop, especially like where I've seen his odds. I got Kelce versus the Raiders. I think Kelce's got to perform. I think that in looking at how Miami didn't do well against the Raiders, I think Kelce will do well. So just on
he's starting to be so vocal about being banged up.
Yeah, but you got to use him while he's in then. Because I think he might end up needing a rest game.
It's fair.
So I like Kelce here. I got Michael Pittman versus the Bucs. Because the Bucs are not good against wide receivers. They are a bit of a pass funnel. So Taylor is better. John Taylor is better than any of the running backs they've faced recently. But still, I think Pittman will find the end zone. And then the two absolute locks are Stephon Diggs versus the Eagles for every reason you said about A.J. Brown when Stephon Diggs gets vocal.
So I
like Stephon Diggs really for two. The Eagles are another pass funnel, good against the run, bad against the pass. That secondary is suspect, so I like Diggs a lot. And then CeeDee Lamb, with no pass rush against Dallas, all time in the world, CeeDee Lamb's going to get open. And even if he's not, he's going to catch the ball against that secondary. So there's all the reason in the world to like Lamb. I like him and Diggs each for two touchdowns. I'd say we're not giving big bets of the week here, but I think that's at least worth the price of admission to try Lamb and Diggs for two touchdowns.
My fault. So I like Gibbs to score a touchdown. I love CeeDee Lamb, two touchdowns. I think CeeDee's going to kill the Commanders. I like Kyler as well. Do you have Kyler as well?
We all do. Go Kyler.
This is the first time we've all had quarterback.
Right. I like Kyler a lot. I love Odell back at SoFi Stadium.
He's getting better as the season's going along. You love to see it.
And I like Derrick
Henry. And they're going to need him, too.
I like Derrick Henry this week. I think the Titans kind of pounce on the Panthers. I think the Panthers are just that bad. So
yeah.
Or Bryce Young's kind of just that bad. Yeah. Frank Wright's bad, too. So, yeah, those are my CeeDee Lamb, two touchdowns, Gibbs, Kyler, Odell, and Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I got a bonus.
Bonus touchdown. Me, too. I like Zach Charbonnet.
I like it. I got Jalen Ramsey against the Jets.
I like that, too.
Damn, if I'm going to come up with a bonus. Russell Wilson.
Imagine he fucking scored on Sunday.
He's like that.
All right, you know, with that being said, what an episode. I think that was a jam-packed episode. Yeah. I think we did really good there. You know, you guys made it this far. We appreciate you. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, sell your souls, get on the train. Yes. You know, we got a lot of content coming. Different conversation just dropped. You know, NBA just dropped. WWE just dropped. Moving forward, we got the video game podcast. We got WWE. We got more different conversations. We got a lot going on. So just make sure you're on the train. We just hit 300 subscribers. So thank you to you guys. And you guys have a good day or night and happy Thanksgiving, even though this is coming out after Thanksgiving. Christmas is upon us and we hope you guys are enjoying your days.